Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment-holics out there. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of You Guessed It. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming to July each and every Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For all our Hispanic sisters and brethren around the world. That is numero uno. Cha-cha-cha. I love you, Dave Navarro, the other Dave Navarro, or Xander Dames. Check him out, The Xander Effect. That's X-A-N-D-E-R-E-F-F-E-C-T. The Xander Effect. Every week, just go to his page, go to Xander Dames, that's X-A-N-D-E-R, and last name is Dames, that's D-A-M-E-S, if I'm saying it right, hopefully I am. But please go check his show out, awesome stuff. But getting back to me, us, we, something, I don't know. This is Jenny and the Muse. It's you need a little more light here. See, we need to fix that light. You know what I'm saying? So you can be seen a little better. I'm sorry. You ladies know what I'm talking about. He's a dark chocolate man, and you need a little more light because he's in a dark RV behind me, and he can't really be seen so well. You know what I'm saying?
It's the struggle is real. I think we all are having.
Chocolateness, you know, and obviously, you know, my wonderful friends from Georgia. I love you. Atlanta girls, what's up? Let me do my little intro thingy real quick here, and then I will be with you shortly. All right. So again, this is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. We are also syndicated on the following. iHeartRadio. Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radioline, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser,
wow.
And Geo7. So a bunch of stuff. We also manage the following bands and or artists. We have Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, that is a female fronted Black Sabbath tribute band. Very, really good music. You should go check them out. They play the whiskey and all kinds of different venues. Let's see. SoCal Wreckers, Dawn Marlowe. She is a high priestess and does like tarot card readings, I believe, and crystal balls and healing. I don't know. She does a lot of great stuff, so you should check her out. That's Star Daddy. We have Nola Star. Jane's Addicted, which is a female-fronted Jane's Addiction tribute band. Aussie Train, which is a female-fronted Aussie tribute band from the Randy Rhoads era. We have Mortis, the Devil's Reject, and the Mortis Doll Dancers. Featuring Lillian Sin, Voodoo Kitten, and Cinder. Lillian Sin and Cinder are both freak show performers, kind of stuff. They wow the crowd with crazy things that they do. They have people staple money to them. They do all kinds of crazy stuff.
I think Lillian Fire dances, right?
Oh, yes. They dance with fire. There's, like, chicks making out with each other. I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff.
Very good.
If you like gothic, industrial type stuff, anything, you know, like heavy, anything like that, you would like all them. They do a fire show. They do a grinder show where they take a grinder wheel and like buzz it off of metal. So it sparks, so, you know, hits sparks all over the place.
Damn.
So it's, yeah, it's pretty badass. They put on quite a show. So if you ever want to check them out again, it's Mortis, the Devil's Reject, and the Mortis Doll Dancers. Check out Lillian Sin Voodoo Kittens page. Check her out as Lillian Sin, S-I-N. And then there's also Cinder, S-I-N-D-E-R. Check them out. They both do all kinds of different stuff. It's amazing. And then we have Cleaver. That is a alternative rock band from Santiago, Chile. We have Fallen Fury, which is a metal band from San Luis Obispo, California. Will and Amy Bowman, what's up? We have Side Effect from Bakersfield, California. That's like, they're like new metal. Really good stuff. We have Burn the Ships. That's actually that I think they're more the new, no, they Burn the Ships is the new metal. But they also do other kinds of stuff. It's not just that. And then, like I said, oh, then Side Effect is more metal, like hardcore, like Pantera-ish, like, you know, more of the hard stuff, which is awesome. We love it.
Yes.
And then we have Berserk, which is how did somebody describe them? If they were, how do they say that? Oh, damn. I'm trying to remember what the bands were. If rap met metal or something. It was like, I don't know. It was something, it was really cool. I liked how they put it anyway, but they're from out of LA, like Hollywood area. Check out Zoo, Z-U. Check out Berserk, B-A-Z-E-R-K, out of Los Angeles or Hollywood, I guess, area. Really good music. You would really love them. Good stuff, like really good stuff. And then Hollywood Nightmare, which is metal, younger guys, millennials, if you want to call it. And they're just amazing. Check them out, Hollywood Nightmare. Just on Spotify alone, they have over 6,000 monthly listeners. So that's pretty fucking amazing. I mean, yeah. I know there's bands, obviously, that have much higher, like, you know, Led Zeppelin or blah, blah, blah. But for a newer band who's only been around for, you know, maybe a couple years or so, that's pretty good numbers. All right. And then last but not least, we have bars and venues that we work with. I want to do shout outs to the 5-Star Bar. Shout out to Mark Cordova and Angie, his wonderful wife. Yeah, hell yeah. That's a two. Exactly. 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90012. That's downtown LA. So go check that out. 5-Star Bar. Once it reopens, or it might be open now because they serve food too. I think it's Angie's Place, I believe is what they call it. Then we got Petey's Place, 6025 Reseda Boulevard, Tarzana, California. The owner, Petey Partello. Thank you, Petey, for everything that you do for the music community. I can't wait to see you again. Hope everything is well and that the bar is going to stay. All right, cool. We love that. Universal Bar and Grill, 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. The owner is Greg Beer, B-I-E-R. Great guy. Thank you so much. Looking forward to eventually doing shows there. Let me know what's going on whenever stuff gets going. All right. And then we have Rainbow Bar and Grill. Shout out to our buddy Nick Foco. Rainbow Bar and Grill, shout out, over in West Hollywood, California at 9015 Sunset Boulevard. It's Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays with Nick Foco as the host. I host shows there as well. And then we have, he also has a tribute band called Nightmare, a tribute to Alice Cooper. Check him out. Nick, F-U-O-C-O, Foco. And then go check out, we have a radio show that's going to be, we're going to premiere. They're from Italy. It's called the Borderline Radio Show. with your hosts, Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine. And they do like pop and dance and trap music, mostly the best of that kind of music from around the world. So it's an international show. All
right.
It's not just in Italy. It's an international show for different types of music, which is great. And we always like new things. And we're going to feature them on our Spreaker channel. Go to Get World Global Radio on Spreaker. I believe that's what it's under. You can also find us on Spreaker as it will be under, well, I guess just look at under Gabriel Global Radio, pretty much, I think is what it's under. I'll share a link on our Facebook page so you can go check it out. And they're going to be on every Friday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so L.A. time. So check them out. That'd be, 10 to 11 on the East Coast.
Okay.
All right. So on to our wonderful guests, the And I Thought Ladies.
Hi.
From Atlanta. Hi, y'all.
How are you?
We're doing well. Actually, I mean, you guys were just in the East Coast, and had it not been COVID, we may have met up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I did all the precautions.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you made it back safe.
Yes.
Yeah. I was only in Maine and only around family. And so I've been taking all the precautions, wearing the mask. Every store I went into, a bunch of people weren't wearing masks. And I was like, oh, hell no. Because in Maine, the numbers are so low. Like the infection rate and the hospitalization rate and the death rate is so low that people aren't really scared there yet. I mean, some are, but for the most part, I'm just like, you people are taking this too lightly. Okay. No. All right. So every store I went into, I mean, there were stores that made you wear a mask, like grocery stores and, you know, anything that dealt with food or anything like that, like they made you wear a mask. 7-Eleven wasn't enforcing it. The owner wasn't even, the clerk wasn't even wearing no mask. I was like, oh, damn. Okay. This is how you do business. All right, I see. And I'm like, yeah. So I wore a mask in there for sure. I wore a mask everywhere, and I always did the hand sanitizer, washing my hands. I just sanitize everything. My niece constantly was sanitizing stuff, constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because her boyfriend's older, and she doesn't want him to get sick. Mm-hmm. And parents, I can't get them sick. They're almost 80, like 79, so like, no. And I didn't want to get, anybody sick. And so that's why I always take massive precautions. I've been COVID free this entire time since this whole thing began. And I live in Los Angeles. You know what I mean?
Good gracious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're taking this real serious.
Yeah. You're taking six.
Yeah. You have to. Even at like McDonald's, I wear gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Money. And then then every time I change my gloves, I wash my hands. And so I change my gloves about every 45 minutes. And then I wash my hands and I use hand sanitizer and then I put it in a fresh pair of gloves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. It's been very funny.
We're pretty much doing the same thing.
Yeah. And it was real funny because.
I'm paranoid. I'm almost set.
Oh. No. I don't know. I've been basically in my house for 7 months and I still just hand sanitize like randomly. Like I haven't even left my house today and I'm like, shh, hand sanitize. I don't know. I just have to do it.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad to see that you guys are okay during this whole thing.
Yeah. Something to be said to be healthy in 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. And something you will not like people. I don't think they're taking that for granted as much as they used to.
Yeah. Right. You would get up, you'd be like, oh, it's great. I feel fine. Let me go, you know, about my way today. But now when you wake up, you're like, wait, do I have a cough, a fever, breathing? Okay, good.
Good.
I think I'm healthy.
Onto the coffee pot.
I might have heartburn, but that's about it.
Okay, that gives me heartburn this week.
I know, me too.
I don't know why.
That is, yeah. I'm like, oh.
Because it tastes so good. Spicy food is so good.
And you feel like you can't breathe because you have wicked, you know, and you know, like I have acid reflux, so I get that pressure right here. I'm like, oh God, I have the COVID. I have the COVID. And they go, oh, damn. Okay, never mind. I can breathe fine. I'm sorry. I just had to belch.
Don't feel bad. Do you know how many times this week I have looked up on Google? Like, oh my word, pressure, da 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 da. And then it's like, oh, it could be COVID, it could be this. And then this is acid reflux. And you go, oh, excuse me. Okay, acid reflux. I feel stupid again. Okay.
This is why you've been like eating
it's been a daily thing.
You've been eating spaghetti like 4 days. Like, you've just been eating it for 4 days. Like, you've just been eating spaghetti knowing you can't have a spaghetti sauce. Knowing you can't have it.
Nonstop. I've been eating Tums nonstop, you know, like, you know.
Pretty much. That's what I should have been doing. Now I'm just suffering through going, it's COVID, I swear it this time.
Oh my goodness. Oh, well, Nona, I love you.
Anyway.
Man.
Oh, I'm sorry. We weren't here to discuss this, were we? No, I apologize.
No.
I do have a question for you, yeah. So, Jennifer. Do you mind?
Do you mind?
Go.
Okay, so you're like doing all this managing of bands and everything in 20s. What? How are you pivoting to do this?
I don't know. That's a good question. I just said, like, look, this is the year to do stuff. Mm-hmm. This is the year to, like, okay, since everything is down, like, I can't do concerts. There's like certain things I can't really do right now. I'm organizing online concerts, and I'm trying to also do at some point concerts in your car because you have to transition and work with the world you're in. If you can't do one thing, then you need to find other things to do. You need to still be productive no matter what. So I've just been really staying productive. Like I've, okay, so this is crazy. I started writing a book. I finally started writing my first book in my book series. So I have like, and it's crazy. I have like, I don't know, like 5 chapters written so far.
Jeez. Yes, good.
Just get, you know, keep going on that. And I figured, like, you know, like the standard, like 300 pages or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Standard, you know, book or whatever, 300 and something pages. But I'm working on it, and then I've written like 2 songs, like almost complete
songs. I didn't know.
I mean, so like I've just been really staying productive and trying to get make sure that my bands are all staying productive, and they're still all like writing music, making videos, recording songs, getting their next albums ready. You know what I mean? Like you still need to be doing stuff, you know, in the meantime, and get this is the year to do all the work that you couldn't get done.
And that we've been you know, we travel a lot, so we're home, so we spent a lot of time actually doing work that we wish we didn't have to do.
That's not true.
Jade wanted to do it. I didn't want to do it.
It's tedious, but it's rewarding.
Yeah,
you know, like it's one of those. So I redid our website, right?
Yeah,
that was like 3 or 4 weeks of my life.
It was like 6 weeks of
my life. But I mean, it you have to redo it. It's been nice, though. It's nice. And everyone's been telling me how nice it is. I don't know if they're just being kind or if they're, like, really saying it looks nice. I think it looks nice, so.
Oh, by the way, that website is www.andwethought.com.
High five social distance style.
Correct. Because, I mean, if you spend 6 weeks, people should go look at it.
And then they're going to invite us. It's not as nice as Jay thinks it is.
What exactly is the website about? Can you tell us a little more kind of about everything?
Yeah, so it's basically like where we put everything that we do.
It's kind of like our dump site. So we do a bit sometimes.
A bit. Mm-hmm.
So we have like, what, 2 magazines, and then, oh, we have a clothing line now. Okay, I'm
the
sorry.
Podcast.
Skipping over it.
Podcast.
More importantly.
We practiced this, Winona, the podcast.
We did. I even have it written down on an index card, and I'm like clothing line.
No, podcast.
So yeah, we have a lady. We have 3 new podcasts and 1 that we produce, but that's not the one that I'm talking about. Is a Ladies Tale podcast, and that is on the homepage, which is at the www.andwethought.com, down like in the middle, there's a little blue podcast, and that's one's the Ladies Tales podcast, where we have professional actors read our TV script. Good
table read of our
TV script. Yeah.
I love it. That is a great idea.
And for the first time ever, we stepped a little bit into your world, Jennifer.
Yes!
Just a titch.
Just this much.
And then we were like, we can't do what you do. but we got to interview some bands that are kind of big in England. Like,
nice. That's amazing.
It's been really nice.
So it was like Franklin Lake and Richard Whisker. I think we're going to do a few other ones.
Slash singer.
Yeah.
So we've been doing some
cool.
Yeah, and it's been fun. And we have that on Ladies Tale podcast. So that's fun.
And talent manager. So Jennifer, please come on.
Ladies Tale podcast so we can talk about how you manage talent and what those what is.
I got you.
The music side of managing. So I want to hear all about that.
It's amazing, especially when you put the concerts together and you know you have them like on stage at different venues, you know, helps them get more exposure. And then I started doing tours. You know, like in bands, I had bands over here from Sweden. I had bands over here from Germany. I had a band from Las Vegas come down. I had my band, Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. They came over last year about 5 weeks from October to November. So that was amazing. We had them between me and Rod Schmidt, aka Rod Toledo. From K&M Productions, he helped me to co-manage the band at that time. He had to leave the industry because he retired. But he went off. He lives in Arizona, bought himself a house. Him and his wife are very happy, and I'm very happy for them. So, salute to my friend Rod Schmidt. You know, so they came over. It was really awesome. We had them maybe play like, I think, 9 or 10 venues.
Oh, that's amazing.
We really cram packed them like into shows. Rod got them a gig at the Whiskey opening for Puddle of Mud.
Nice.
So that was pretty big. Yeah.
Jennifer, I'm so upset. I didn't get an email or nothing for an invitation.
It's okay, though.
But you were busy.
Let me know anytime you're in the Los Angeles area. And
no, if you're having a band come over from like Germany, because you know I love blonde hair and blue eye guys. So if you're having a band come over, let me know. I'll hop a flight.
He's currently single, so you may have a shot.
Who's single?
The lead singer of Cleaver from Chile. So you never know. You know.
That sounds lovely.
Well, Nona, stop playing.
Oh, I'm so joking.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I don't. I'm not the person who dates the musician. She does.
Well, he's very hot. And
oh, he's hot. Never mind. That changes. That changes everything.
It does not change. Oh, my goodness. Well, Nona, stop acting crazy.
Solid 9. A good solid 9. Yeah.
Wow. And I'm a solid 6.5. So no thank you.
That's an LA 9. That's an LA 9. So that's like a different kind of 9.
Uh-huh.
An 8 or a 9, sweetie. You be all right. Both of you.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous. Absolutely.
Both gorgeous.
Well, anyway, what
is your book about? I just need to know.
Wait. You're not interviewing her. I know. What your book was about.
It's what you do. This is not like, you know, not about me. It's about you. The show is whatever. It's Jenny.
She being like a cat, so curious.
I am. Whatever. So yeah. So we actually a couple of days ago we had a new book come out.
Not a couple of days. Yesterday.
Last night. No, it wasn't last night. It was November the 2nd.
This is another poetry book.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's called The Women's Cave and Other Poems. And a misfit guy. So
this book is a little different. It's a bit of
we took everyone's advice.
Yeah, we did. For once in our life, we listened to advice. Go imagine that. Except for this advice about this nine.
Well, no.
I'm sorry. I got distracted.
Wrap it back around. Book.
Back to the book. So anyway. No, so the book is a little different because we actually took everyone's advice and we wrote a business type of book with poetry in it. So it has a lot of like the real stories from our life and poetry and flash fiction. And then it's an actual workbook. So like there are actual questions that you'll that are asked in there for you to fill out to figure out how you're going to start your own creative business.
Oh, nice. I love it.
Yeah. And the sections are kind of different and cool. So like we called it the Women's Cave because on our show, we call it the Women's Cave. And that's an S with an apostrophe. Yes, we did not spell it correctly.
And on purpose.
On purpose. But that's okay.
That's smart.
So it's about like the chapters are like decorating. Like we'll have like setting up the cave.
First we're entering the cave and then we're talking about like basically getting ready to set up your business. Like what is your business? And how do you like and stuff like that. And we talk a lot about our personal experience in there. And I think we wrote this book because everyone thinks that you have such a shiny business and they don't see all the flops and the failures and catastrophe. Yeah. That go on behind the scenes?
Been there.
I'm sure you know about that.
You know, like all the imploding, all the catastrophes, all the like, what just happened? And we wanted to tell everyone, like, just because you see someone and you look at them and you're like, I want to be like them and their business. Why do I keep having these setbacks? It's not actually, this is how business goes. You do have setbacks. You have fumbles. And sometimes you are up in the middle of the night being like, I can't believe that imploded so badly.
Right. I agree.
I'm sure you know. You just set up what? You just said you did what? The band played at 9 different venues.
Yeah, so that's
I can't imagine what could go wrong.
Like 6 or 7 venues, and the other guy Rod got me like 3 good venues though, like Trip in Santa Monica, the Whiskey for Puddle of Mud, that was great, and there was another one he got for the last night they were there. It was great, you know. They played great sets. They got to sign the wall at the world famous Alley Music Radio Recording Studios, you know. Yeah. Alley Recording Studios unfortunately had to shut down back in I think January or February, which is really sad because it was, you know, like everybody played there. Ozzy Osbourne slept there for like a month while he was drunk and hiding out from Sharon, and just like so many people, so many amazing stories of all these famous people that were there. You know what I mean? There was it was an episode about the place. I think on like Ghost Hunters or one of them type of ghost shows. Because they have ghosts apparently in the place also. People that died. And some people died of really weird accidental deaths and shit. And like, it was a really, really amazing fucking place. And I was very honored that Cleaver, our band Incarnate, Vitamin XP. He's from, the lead singer is from Serbia and the drummer is from Mexico. And then Cleaver's from Chile. And then Incarnate and Methane are from Sweden. So that was, you know, like 4 bands from different parts of the world. And then Incarnate and Cleaver got to sign the wall, the world famous wall. At the recording studios. So there's so many amazing experiences that overshadow the bullshit.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had fucked up sound, you know, a sound guy didn't really know what they're fucking doing, or there is no sound guy and the sound system was crap, or the owner didn't even try to help you, you know, fucking spread the word about the show or get anybody to come in or put up a flyer or nothing. Like there's just certain things that just like really piss me the fuck off. You know what I mean? And those are one of them, especially when the owner doesn't, market concerts at their own, and flyers at your bar and whatever. Like, Petey was amazing about that. She always had flyers up. She always shared everything on social media. She was great about that. Petey's Place and Tarzana, just amazing. She's just amazing. And a lot of the bars and venues do it, but some of them don't, and some of them don't care. And we've played at, well, now two venues that have both closed down, which is sad. Yeah, the airliner over in, I think it was kind of like
Boyle Heights,
I guess. Okay. They went out of business. So just like, it's sad, but it's a fact of life, especially in the bar business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, where we're from, bars don't tend to shut down.
Yeah.
Because they have alcohol. People want that.
Bars, like the venues there?
I think that now, because of COVID, a lot of things are shutting down.
Yeah, because of that. Yeah, that's bad too, especially if they're a music venue and mm-hmm. they play music, like bands and stuff. Like, it's sad, you know, that now that these people won't have those places to showcase their talent.
Yeah. So it's
really,
it is.
But, glad that you are doing all of this, and this is what I love about you guys, is you're just like me. You're a go-getter. You're Amazons. You are warrior princesses.
I wish I was an Amazon. I'd be a little bit taller.
She's 4'11". Yeah,
in spirit.
Okay. And okay. Good. Okay. Then I'll take that. Yeah, because I was like, in stature, no way.
But spirit, you're an Amazon to me.
Thank you.
And my friend Sasha George, and women like them, Allison, Metal Babe, Mayhem, Cohen, just certain people that really rock my world and make me glad to be a woman, especially in this day and age. And I know that there are women like you and me in this world that are there to help people and showcase their talents, and you, at the same time, you get to shine and showcase your talents.
Oh, absolutely. We try. Yeah.
Absolutely. Helping others is helping yourself.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, if you ever want some assistance on doing those car concerts, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
We would love to step into your arena in that area.
That would be awesome. Maybe down
car concerts sound like such a great idea. Like, I was reading about how they were thinking about setting up car concerts, and I said yes. I mean, because yes, and then you don't have to worry about seating. You have a seat.
Exactly. Beautiful.
One of the bands, the band I mentioned, Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo, California, they just played in Oxnard at the Oxnard Performing Arts Center. They did a concert in your car. Mm-hmm. And so people like either sat in the car or they got out and could sit in like lawn chairs or whatever kind of chairs they wanted, you know, like they just put them in front of their car or next to their car, whatever. And then each car just had to be like 6 feet apart, unless the people were like, they're all together. And then you could park your car closer. That, you know, that was the difference. And then people, you know, could get out and dance around and, like, you know,
they had
a concession stand in there where you could get like hot dogs and, I don't know, nachos, whatever, like popcorn and crap, you know, sodas, that kind of stuff. So it was really cool. And so they opened, it was just two bands. It was Fallen Fury at, what was it, 6:30? It was about 6:30. And they played like 45 minutes, I think. And then, that was 6 to 6:45. That's what it was. 6 to 6:45. And then at like, I think it was 7 or something, 7:30, another band came on. It was Charos of Rock. They're like mariachi, kind of. But they do covers of other people's songs.
I remember talking about them before,
but in a mariachi style of music, but other people's music. It's hilarious.
I wanted, like, I remember you talking about them before, and we were like, oh, we have got to hear this.
They're really good.
Up the car concert is because, like, actually not too far from us, a friend of ours owned all this land, and they threw a concert, and they had people park on the lawn. So they had everything all set up, and they already had like the catering license and everything, so they could just do it from like right there.
Obviously, we didn't go, but
we didn't go.
But
yeah,
we thought it was interesting.
But we saw lovely videos and pictures. And then they were like, hey, you know people, ask them if they want to come play on our stage. And we were like, we don't know music people. I mean, did you want some thespians? some poets?
They get up on stage, you know, recite their poetry.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't think you'll get as many cars to come.
Probably not. Probably not.
Still, hey.
I guess we should talk about another thing that we've done during COVID.
So I know you have two podcasts, you said?
Yes. Yeah. We ended up making the Ladies Tale podcast, which is the one I love. So I've already promoted
that. We loved all of them.
We love them all, yeah, equally.
Equally, right?
And then we have the And I Thought Ladies podcast. That's the one with the women's cape. And then there's the writing class and Meet Hollywood Mondays, where we interview people for behind the camera of Hollywood. So we get like casting directors, producers,
screenwriters,
directors, the occasional network executive, but that's just about it. So like Meet Hollywood Mondays is fun, but it's always intimidating because you're like, oh my goodness, they're so big.
Or just character actors also.
Oh, yeah. We did those. Those were fun.
COVID has just, like, blocked everything.
Right.
Before COVID, classes at a local TV station.
Yeah.
That's
I ran the big floor camera. I ran the floor. Like, I did the floor. I was a floor manager or whatever you call it. Like, you run the whole floor. And like production, you know, run everything. And then I did a teleprompter, basic lighting. And I took a directing class and I did producing workshops. So like I did a bunch of stuff. I got certified in a bunch of stuff. But then damn COVID. Yeah.
I think everyone's saying that right now.
And then COVID happened. And then
burned. That's all I remember. I hope I remember what I learned.
I hope so. Well, I think you're going to use all of that, right? For like television. You're going to use all of that information for television, aren't you?
Yeah, because I have a television channel now.
Yeah, congratulations. I was hoping.
And then we have Get Real Global TV coming at you live. Yeah. We're going to have live streaming. Like, it's going to be like, so we're going to have. Like different shows of people like interviewing different, you know, bands, artists, blah, 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 whatever. And then we'll have some shows that are like, just like where we play music videos, different bands that we manage or people submit their stuff and we play it. You know what I mean? It's going to be like a lot, like and mostly it's kind of like like MTV used to be.
Well, if you ever need a little poetry to give it a culture feel.
Well, you're the best.
Sick, and we're going to like, you know what I mean? It's going to be badass. So I'm just working on putting that all together and hopefully we'll get some advertisers and sponsors for that. And then I'm working on building our radio station, Get Real Global Radio. I already have the show, the Borderline Radio Show from Italy. They are going to be on there. And then my buddy, Jason Hill from, 98.3 WXME, which I am the voice for and have for almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. That's so amazing.
All his voiceover work, all his intros, his like, you know what I mean? I'm the voice of that FM channel. So that's awesome. And
he was super excited.
Also hear it on shortwave radio.
Nice.
Ooh.
We were super excited to see that you announced that. We were so happy. And so we were like, we have to get her to talk about it just so we can say congratulations. We're so happy.
Pretty much. It's an undertaking.
Get Real Global Films will be our film productions, our different stuff. Get Real Global Television. I also have some other things in the works for that as well, like our we're going to have our That's Real Entertainment will be on there. That's a TV show. So that's where we interview bands on video. Like, you know, we sit, but it's going to be like the, like Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
It's
gonna be love with it.
Authors, actors, producers, directors, just like we do now, but on a television format versus radio. So okay. It's going to be really interesting. You know what I mean? So when you guys come out to Los Angeles, you could be on there with us. Absolutely. And you get to sit on our nice couch and whatnot. So I'm going to get nice furniture for our sets. We'll keep it in storage, of course. And then anytime we need to use it, we'll bring it with us to set. We'll rent a van, whatever the hell we got to do. You know what I'm saying? So
do what you have to do. Do what you have to do to make it happen.
Yeah, we'll have a lot on Get Real Global Publishing. So that'll be where we publish authors and their books, which is going to be awesome. And then we have Get Real Global Artist Management. Obviously, we have many bands signed to that. And then we also have Get Real Global Records, which will be our record label. So we have a lot going on. And I hope, Get Real Global Productions. That's where we put together concerts. We do music videos. We do like sets. We set up, sets for television and movies and whatever. So like, these will be that type of stuff. So
I love your media empire that you're going to have. I'm
one of my entertainment empire, my own media empire. And I said someday I will have it. And it's all going to be under the umbrella of Get Real Global Entertainment LLC. And then each will be its own division. And then I'm working on eventually, when shit's done, hiring staff and getting that everything going. So it's going to be Get Real Global Entertainment Magazine. I'm so sorry. I forgot about that.
Ooh, right. Yes. It has fashion in it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's not just fashion. It's anything that has to do with entertainment. Mm-hmm. People can write about whatever they want to write about, you know what I mean, as long as it falls under fashion or entertainment or anything in like that kind of world. So we won't hear from anybody who wants to write articles for our magazine. So if you're interested in that,
we're always interested in writing.
Also put your poetry in there. We could do all kinds of things. Yeah. Because that's also a form of entertainment, because his books falls under, you know. So, you know what I mean?
We will happily be writing.
I'm super excited about this empire. I knew it was coming. We've talked about it before. And this we are so happy to see this coming.
Finally coming to fruition for you. Oh my goodness, we're so excited.
You guys have the And I Thought empire.
Yeah, we do. Oh, yeah. I should mention that we are going to start a new movie this year. Like, we have a new documentary. We have one that's almost done, and then we're starting a new one. Oh, and Jade wanted to say quickly, since you mentioned that entertainment and books, we redid the cover.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Short, Divorce Was Bad with Other Life Lessons. And this wonderful independent artist, Rin Ivy, she drew the lady for us, and I got to put together the book cover, and she's redoing most of our And I Thought books to match it. And she's just a wonderful, wonderful artist. And yes, she's on Instagram.
So actually, which makes her really cool. So this gives us really cool vibes. Hold on, let me flip my hair, because I'm semi cool right now.
Right, I'm so cool.
So
clutch your pearls though, so that everyone will know who you really are.
It's semi cool. Clutch, because I'm only semi. But anyway, the lady Ren who drew this, she actually draws
the sketch art.
Thank you.
The sketch art for a tattoo artist. So like, if it's too complex for the tattoo artist to draw the sketch, she draws the sketch.
That's amazing. That's wonderful.
She's amazing. Like, her work is amazing.
And if she ever wants to showcase her pieces in our magazine, we're down for that as well.
Because she'll love to do it.
Art also falls under the category of entertainment.
Wait, so that means if we ever get a television show back, we can put it in your magazine then. We'll never get our television show back.
No, I think we love our podcast too much, y'all. Yeah. We love our podcast. We love our guests. We love learning new things. I think that's literally our thing about our podcast. And we're just so happy that people come along with us for the ride, right? As we're trying to learn things.
That's amazing. I'm just so proud of both of you and everything that you've been accomplishing. That's wonderful. This is a major win for the female category, mm-hmm. and a major win for the African American community.
Oh, thank you. I was like, wait, you have a major win for the African American community right behind you.
Right. Major win, the muse.
Because it's so damn dark in here. I love my husband. We always used to call him the husband, but now he's the muse.
Right, the muse.
He is on Instagram as JJ_the_muse. MUSE. Check him out on Instagram. Check us out everywhere. I want you to please, we got to wrap this up. We got 3 minutes. I want you to tell everyone where they can find you. Websites, social media, all your stuff, so people can find your wonderfulness.
Jade?
Absolutely. You can find everything your ladies are doing on www.andwethought.com. While you're there, you can go to all the tabs, especially the book tab, and figure out what we're doing with our life and our book world. And also, more importantly than that, just go to the ladies tab, go to the middle, and see the charities that we proudly support. Maybe you can support them too. And we thank you so much. And can you tell? I've done that a couple of hundred million times.
Amazing.
Also, while you're there, you can also go to our Facebook, Jade Wilnona, and our Twitter, which is...
All of them are at the top. The tabs
just right in life. And or if you just want to make it easy, what she just said, andwethought.com, and just click the little buttons at the top. There you go.
You'll find us.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. You can find Jenny's Real Talk on the blog on Spreaker. You can find us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, YouTube, all kinds of places. Just check us out. We are on Instagram as @JennysRealTalk. We are on Facebook as Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We are on Twitter as @JennysRealTalk. And then we are also as Get Real Global on Instagram, Get Real Global on Twitter, and Get Real Global Entertainment LLC on Facebook. Check us out. We have our individual pages as well. You can check him out, James Muse. And then we also have myself, Jennifer Muse. That's MUSE. Check us out. We're on every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That is 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Next week, our guest will be... Just kidding. Hold on 1 second. God damn it. I'm always trying to find this stuff, and then I can never find it, and then I feel like an ass. I can't even flip these goddamn pages. I'm really annoyed now. Anyway, we have a guest next week. This is sad. I can't even find my damn guest. Anyway, we have a guest next week. Check us out. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Next week, we also start on November 11th. We have... next week is Baz. I think it's Baz Francis.
Francis?
I think okay. So. No, hold on. I'll check the book. I'll announce it on Facebook. But anyway, we have our show coming up. Next week, we also start featuring our health segment. From 6:05 to 6:10, we have Derek Weber, actor, health guy, gym owner. He's been on Beachbody, coach. And then he's also got Derek's web. Go check him out. He's a physical trainer. All right. Next week, see ya.
Bye.
Peace out. Love you guys. The end.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Peace out next week.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.